London held a mass rally against the far right.
Were Britain's Jews? Several left-wing Jewish groups joined a march against the far right on Saturday, but mainstream Jewish bodies stayed away, struggling to find a place as the British political landscape becomes polarized to the extremes. By Daniela Pellet. London under bright skies, with only the occasional sprinkle of rain. Central London was buzzing on Saturday with the kind of mild hysteria that descends on British people amidst unseasonal sunshine. In the streets, a mass rally against the far right was in full swing, billed as a multicultural event by the Together Alliance, a grouping of trade unionists and environmentalists, community activists and faith leaders, musicians, athletes, entertainers and elected representatives, according to their website. Organizers claimed a crowd of 500,000, although police estimated this as near 50,000, from around the country, with celebrity appearances and a free concert featuring artists including Self Esteem, Paloma Faith, Jessie Ware, UB40 and Hot Chip. "We are mobilizing for love, hope and unity in the face of hate, fear and division, and raising our voices to stop the rise of the far right," the Together Alliance wrote on their website, adding, "and we're marching together to show our neighbors that we've got their backs." The Together event was intended as a counterpoint to last September's anti-immigration Unite the Kingdom rally, led by Tommy Robinson, real name Stephen Yaxley Lennon, widely seen as a leading figure of Britain's far right. That rally drew more than 100,000 attendees to the capital and followed a frenetic summer of nationalist protest and anti-migrant direct action. But of the more than 300 groups signed up to participate in Saturday's march, around 5 left-wing Jewish groups, from the fringes of the community, were in attendance, including the Jewish Socialist Group, Jews for Justice for Palestinians and Jewish Voice for Liberation, a group formed to defend labor from accusations of anti-Semitism during Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. Other participating groups included the Muslim Council of Britain, with which the UK government has long declined to engage over claims that it is not representative of British Muslims, and the Islamic Human Rights Commission, one of the organizers of the annual Iranian regime-affiliated Al-Quds Day March, which police banned this year. A spokesman for the Jewish Leadership Council, a representative body for some of the largest UK Jewish organizations, put the lack of mainstream Jewish participation in the event down to a number of deeply problematic groups, including organizations associated with Islamist and anti-Semitic ideologies. Many of these groups have also been involved in organizing the regular national marches for Palestine that have been rife with anti-Semitic content and support for proscribed terrorist organizations, the spokesman continued. At a time of rising anti-Semitism in the UK, celebrities and public figures have a responsibility to ensure that their presence is not used to legitimize those who spread hatred. The Together Alliance did not respond to a request for comment. Jewish participants in the march, however, confronted some of this discomfort. For M. Hilton, from the anti-occupation Jewish network Nemad, participation in the event as a Jew was important. "There is always some discomfort in coalitions, but you can't do anything about it if you're not in the room," insisting that the majority of the groups on the march were well-intentioned. "The challenge of the far right is the biggest threat we face now," she concluded. "Levels of recorded anti-Semitism in the UK are among the highest on record." The Community Security Trust said that in 2025, it logged the second highest annual total of anti-Jewish incidents. Just last week, 4 Jewish community ambulances were firebombed next to a synagogue on London's Golders Green, after a ramming and stabbing attack on a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur 2025, in which 2 people were killed. And while far-right extremism remains a direct threat to the Jewish community, a message of solidarity with Jews amid this rising anti-Semitism was mostly absent within the pro-Palestine messaging, kafiyas and goodly number of Iranian regime flags. The only visible reference was a series of placards reading "No to Islamophobia, No to Anti-Semitism" produced by Stand Up to Racism. "There is always some discomfort in coalitions, but you can't do anything about it if you're not in the room." M. Hilton, Nemad UK. Can the centre hold? The rally comes at a time when the UK, traditionally a bastion of middle-of-the-road politics, as well as the Jewish community, finds itself remarkably divided. As the Labour Party stutters along a tortuous route of U-turns and indecision, and the Conservative Party continues to fragment, the big winners from this political chaos have been the far-right Reform UK Party and the far-left Green Party. A February by-election in Greater Manchester, where the Greens won their first-ever Westminster by-election and Labour fell to third behind Reform after taking over half the vote in 2024, may signal wider trends to come. Data from the Institute of Jewish Policy Research, published in November 2025, indicate a marked shift in British Jewish political loyalties. Support for the Labour and Conservative parties combined has dropped below 60%, reflecting a broader fragmentation within the community. Nearly 1 in 5 Jews, or 18%, now support the Green Party, while 11% back Reform UK. Analysts point to three main forces driving this shift: the war in Gaza, rising anti-Semitism, and a declining trust in mainstream parties. It's hard to explain to non-Jews that this is an anti-racist space where some Jews aren't welcome. Former Labour councillor, Green Party leader Zach Polanski, who is Jewish himself, addressed Saturday's rally, which he said was intended to send a message to Tommy Robinson, to Nigel Farage, to those who appease them, adding that people in this country have seen Reform UK for who they really are. "I know we are here for our migrant communities, for our trans communities, for the Palestinians. Our struggles are interconnected, and we stand in solidarity," he said. The march indeed featured a large banner of Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage, with pointy teeth, a bloodstained mouth and evil yellow eyes, all hand-painted in painstaking detail. But this is not the way to fight Farage, whose success lies in pitching his movement just the right side of moderation. He understands that the British mainstream finds the thuggery associated with Tommy Robinson and his ilk repulsive, and has fended off dissent within his own party, even at the cost of alienating figures like Elon Musk, an avowed Robinson supporter, because he knows that aligning with such extremism is not a vote winner. Farage, who has faced allegations of anti-Semitism dating back to his school years, which he denies, made a concerted effort to court Jewish support. Earlier this year, he launched the Reform Jewish Alliance, a move that drew both interest and backlash within the community. Jewish activists interrupted the launch event of around 200 people in London's Central Synagogue in February, accusing the party of instrumentalizing Jewish concerns to advance a broader anti-immigration agenda. And while UK Jewish community organizations have roundly condemned Robinson in the past, the community's perceived relationship to his politics was complicated by the warm welcome he received during a visit to Israel last October. He was personally invited by the Minister for Diaspora Affairs and Combating Anti-Semitism, Amichai Chikli, who described him as a courageous leader against radical Islam. It should be noted that Britain's chief rabbi, Rabbi Ephraim Mervis, alongside other leaders of world Jewry, pulled out of Chikli's conference on fighting anti-Semitism earlier this year, after the lineup was largely dominated by politicians from far-right European parties. At the same time, opposition to figures like Robinson in the past has highlighted the political challenges facing British Jewry. A 2024 demonstration against Robinson in the London neighborhood of Finchley, which has a large Jewish community, saw the distribution of leaflets reading, "Get fascists, racists, Nazis, Zionists and Islamophobes out of Finchley." A former Labour councillor who asked to remain anonymous described Saturday's march as part of the same dynamic. "It's hard to explain to non-Jews that this is an anti-racist space where some Jews aren't welcome," he said. "It goes to the heart of the issue of the Freedom for Palestine movement, who are very incurious about how Jewish people feel and how to stand up for Palestinian rights without excluding Jews." At the same time, the Jewish community often becomes collateral damage in wider culture wars. Mainstream organizations, like the Board of Deputies, are perpetually on the back foot, issuing angry statements about unsafe spaces for Jewish people while offering little in the way of an alternative narrative. Reflects a support of Israel and refusal to acknowledge all too justified public anger at the war in Gaza, and the UK government's timid response to Israel's military aggression have not helped create unity either within the Jewish community or in any wider anti-extremism alliances. Right-wing Jewish groups, such as the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, a loud activist group that refuses to reveal their sources of funding or trustees, are also stirring up division inside and outside the community, enthusiastically conflating all criticism of Israel with hatred of Jews. A senior Jewish leadership figure, speaking with Haaretz, acknowledged the weakening of the center in British politics. The figure, who asked to remain anonymous, said the mooted solutions involve quiet conversations with both the Greens and Reform, as well as discreet outreach to high levels of government, more proscription of Islamist organizations, and more promotion of moderate British values. As the far right steadily widens its base and the far left drifts further into performative politics, the UK faces an increasingly polarized landscape. Whether appeals from within the Jewish community for a more moderate, unifying approach will be heard remains uncertain.